False teachers never show up and say, I want to destroy your soul. Never. Never. Look at the text. They use smooth talk. They use flattering words. You feel good. You feel good. Yeah. That guy, he knows I'm on the right track. My preacher's always getting in my craw, making me convicted and everything. But that guy, he realizes I'm not so bad. They use smooth talk and flattering words. They use these words, and you need to understand that they come along saying things like this. Hey, I mean, we all know from grade 2 in math that 3 can't be 1, right? Virgins don't have babies, right? We're reasonable people here. You wouldn't want to stop someone from loving who they love, would you? You would, come on, love. You wouldn't want to keep someone from being on the outside what they really are on the end. Like, are you really about squashing who people really are deep down inside? Is that you? You're not like that. No, I'm not like that. No way. I want to follow the Bible, but I don't want to do it in a way that's unreasonable. They're just casting their line, setting the hook, and reeling people into their destruction. False teachers speak with smooth words and with flattering speech. And you know what? You need to know that in the history of the church, God's men have often had to be quite brash in order to oppose false teachers. Pelagius, the early church heretic, was quite smooth. Augustine was more awkward. Erasmus, the Reformation false teacher, was quite smooth. Luther, not so much. He had to blast him like a trumpet to call him out. And you know, it's easier to sound NPR smooth and to go on in that progressive tone that sounds so reasonable. And it makes it so that people who are calling for a return to the Word of God, even when they're being patient and gentle, often sound shrill and harsh. In Galatia, the false teachers could come along and say, let's obey the whole Bible. See, circumcision's in the Old Testament. Let's do that too. And Paul had to go, you'll go to hell. You'll go to hell being that kind of more biblical. Oh, Paul, we appreciate gentleness. And if you, yeah, well, when your kid is running out in front of a semi-truck, you go, stop! And you can worry about tone just a minute later. We need to understand that we as a church do not discern truth from falsehood by how smooth a person is able to be, but how they can back everything they say by chapter and verse and also reconcile it with the substitutionary death on the cross of Christ for sinners. If it does not line up with that, no amount of smoothness and flattery makes it true.